Good afternoon. I'll open it up for any questions.
Jim, you talked about the changes in emphasis, the offense that you've taken over, maybe some of the things that you're doing now that you weren't doing before.
I'm not certain that we've changed that much. You know, I mean, obviously when we started about a month ago, we had certainly been well into the season. And to you even think about going in and making any sort of major adjustments would be difficult, we maybe have done a wrinkle here or there. But for the most part, we just found ways to try to execute better and more consistently.
Jim, what have you learned about Joe Flacco since you came to work with him? Hasn't been worked.
Well, you know, obviously I knew quite a bit about him because of the fact that we competed against him every year and had an opportunity to see him play and certainly respected his talent and ability. Now I've gotten a chance to know him on a personal level and a working relationship level as well. And I can see, obviously, he's a guy with his great passion and determined and wants to be good at what he does. And you know what? He's young and developing all the time. He just keeps getting a little bit better and better every single day.
Anything that has surprised you in particular about that you might not have guessed coming in?
No, not really. Every guy that plays a position in this league is a highly competitive guy, you know, so you anticipate that, that they have talent. Otherwise, they wouldn't be lined up behind the center in this league. Just overall, he's a true professional. He's a guy that loves the game. He spends a lot of time studying his craft. And he's getting better at what he does.
From your perspective, why does it seem that Joe gets better in the preseason?
Obviously this is my first time going through it. To be honest with you, I'm not certain I'd be a great judge of that, but John may be better, you know, in that sense. But one of the things that, you know, that I think you can see throughout the year, he gets better. You know, you just watch him just in terms of his development, that he really starts to play better, I think, as time goes on. And I think, you know, our entire offensive unit is probably going through something similar to that because of the fact that they have a little bit better feel for maybe the things that we're doing. Some of them, maybe it's taken a couple years to get them in position to where they're really executing some fundamental things that we've done over the years, that have been done here over the years, I should say. That would maybe be my only thought considering that particular question.
Jim, you go back to the victory in Week 3 over the Patriots. Their roster has changed. Aqib Talib now part of their defensive secondary. Torrey Smith had a big game in Week 3. I mean, how has Aqib Talib made their secondary better?
Well, one of the things you can see immediately, I mean, he's a very, very talented and skilled performer. He runs extremely well. He's a very confident player. He's challenged the best in the league, obviously. He'll line up on them and he'll cover them all over the field. He's a riverboat gambler. You know, he'll take a chance here or there, but very, very effective. So, obviously, anytime you have a guy like that, you can sort of turn your attention away and really focus on the other eligibles because he's done a pretty good job of locking the other guys down.
Because he likes to take those chances, do you want to go at him, like target him?
Well, you know, we go every ball game and kind of look and think at the things that we do best. That's the thing that we're concerned with probably more so than anything else. There are a lot of good players out there, a lot of guys that will challenge you, and he's one of those guys. But he's not the only one on that team. I mean, they have a formidable front, have an outstanding linebacking core, and even the rest of the secondary are good quality men. So we got a lot of folks to deal with.
Last week was obviously a high-scoring game. Could you see another kind of shootout this week?
You know, every game kind of takes on its own personality. You know what I mean? It just depends. Their offense is one that has been certainly highly productive, and you know we've been fairly productive here over the last stretch here down the stretch, I should say, consistently. So we'll see what happens. But you know sometimes it takes on a little different flavor than what you think.
You're playing a team that puts up as many points as they do. Do you go into it feeling like we're going to have to score a lot, or do you just wait and see how the game plays out?
No, you know, we go in with the same mindset no matter who we're facing. Obviously, we go in with a little different script maybe in terms of the game plan because they have different strengths and weaknesses and those kinds of things. But, you know, our job is to score points regardless of who we're playing and try to score as many as we possibly can. I mean, that's the key. So, and when you get in the playoffs, one of the things you know that you're facing a team that can put points on the board, that can play defense, that has good special teams. You know, I mean, that's they have very, very few weaknesses. That's why there's out of the four teams left, they're pretty strong teams.
Jim, a big play in the Denver game was Torrey Smith's touchdown catch right before the half. One, how difficult a play was that for a receiver? How good a play was that? And two, how does he change things for your offense, his ability to go?
Well, you know, obviously he's made some great catches for us. That was one of them. Very, very difficult ball to adjust to. It had some heat on it. It was high. And obviously, Joe, when he lets him loose, I mean, they roll pretty fast. And he was able to adjust and catch that ball on his fingertips. And the defender actually had his momentum was going forward. And it's very difficult for a receiver to stop and make that kind of catch with that kind of momentum on the ball. And Torrey has made some great catches for us. He's done a tremendous job for us, not only just stretching the field, but he's also done a nice job with intermediate routes as well. So, he does obviously bring a little attention along with him when he takes off and runs a route, which has been helpful for us.
Jim, in that same vein, the big play the last 2 weeks has really aided you guys, and furthermore, it's kind of made Ray Rice a better option in the run game in a single back set. I mean, how is the fact that you're spreading things out help the running game?
Well, I really do think that they've complemented one another for the most part. I think our offensive line has done a tremendous job blocking. Ray's done a tremendous job running the ball, and that's kind of where it all starts. You know, I think it's usually the other way around. Typically, for the most part, that you establish a pretty good running game, and then obviously things help to open up just a little bit, because you can't do anything all the time in this team. In this league, you have to be able to balance the run and the pass. You can't throw deep all the time. You got to go intermediate and short. You got to mix it up as much as you possibly can, and that's what we've been trying to do.
How critical has Matt Burke been to the offense?
Matt is obviously a veteran that has been around a bit, and a very, very smart guy that does a great job of setting our schemes up inside, both in the run and the pass. So he's vital. Sometimes we've had a couple young guys lined up next to him, and he does a great job of communicating and making certain everybody's on the same page.
Jim, we're talking about Torrey Smith, but he did that damage against Champ Bailey, who is typically a guy that many offenses would stay away from him. What did you see, and what did you guys see in the film as far as being aggressive, going after one of the top corners in the league?
Well, I think a lot of times things come from practice. We're out on the practice field and we work at what we do and try to really play as well as we possibly can and go into the ball game. And, obviously there are going to be some matchups that are going to be difficult matchups. That was a difficult matchup. But in that particular case, Torrey was able to make some very, very fine plays against a great corner. You don't always go into ball games, with in mind that you're going to go after this guy or that guy. But you try to spread it around and look at what they do from a schematic standpoint and see where you can attack, which best suits your offense. And that's kind of how we look at it more so than anything else.
Coach, the play that tied up the game, Joe, to Jacoby Jones, is that how you drew it up? That it was going to go down the field in 71 yards?
No, not at all. Obviously, there was a lot going on in that play. Very, very good pass protection. Joe making a heck of an effort to kind of bide a little time. And obviously a great throw down the field. And Jacoby getting in position to make the catch. They improvise a little bit. That's what great players do. These guys are getting better all the time. And this is the time of year that you're going to have to make plays like this, because it's very, very difficult to win, consistently in this league.
Jim, on the day you took over, you said the offense, you're looking forward to get this much better. What has been your role in allowing that to happen over the last few weeks?
Well, overall, and I think oftentimes, guys, in at least in my particular case, our offensive coaches have done a tremendous job. I'm really in position to be able to utilize their knowledge, and they basically helped me put the format together in terms of the game plan. They have a very, very strong sort of a foundation in this offense. And Jim Hostler and Andy Moeller and Wilbur Montgomery and Wade Harmon, those guys do a great Versteeg, those guys do a tremendous job. And so you have to give them a lot of credit. And the other thing is just in terms of our players. So, those guys are making plays. So it doesn't all rest on one guy and one guy making a difference in the system. These guys have matured and fought and worked over the years to get where they are. And I just see everybody getting a little bit better at what they do. And I'm just, I'm happy to be a part of it.
Okay.
Thank you,
Coach. Yep.